What's going on, you beautiful human? You're listening to the Spiritual Show podcast from thespiritualroom.co. This podcast is a space where we blend ancient wisdom with new age teachings around spirituality, awakening, quantum physics, astrology, and more. Join us for weekly episodes where we dive deep into this truth and expand our consciousness as a collective. Hey, what's going on, you beautiful light being? My name is Danielle Grant, and I'll be your guide on today's spiritual show. Today on our show, I will be sharing three things that your spiritual self, your higher self, desires in 2022. And if you have not tuned into the previous episodes, I encourage you to do so as I speak about the shift we are experiencing, and it may help you lean into what your soul desires as we move into the 2022 energies. Also, if you think someone needs to hear today's show, please send them the link because sharing is caring, people. All right, let's roll into today's episode. This podcast is brought to you by The Spiritual Room. The Spiritual Room is a high vibe container helping you awaken, deepen, and expand your knowledge of the spiritual self. The Spiritual Room is your space to feel supported as you awaken to your highest self as we navigate the energies towards the new earth, an earth of higher consciousness. Every month, The Spiritual Room hosts free and paid offerings to support your spiritual awakening and ascension journey. Head to www.thespiritualroom.co to check out what they have going on this month. The first thing that we need to discuss today to understand the 22 energies is that they are very potent. The 2022 energy that we're going to experience over the next 12 months are going to be extremely transformative. They're going to be explosive. They're going to be chaotic. They're going to be challenging. And I share this with you not to scare you or to intimidate you. I share this with you because in order for any change or transformation to happen, moving from being a spiritual being to being, or the human being moving more into a spiritual aspect, you have to go through some sort of change or transformation. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now in real time on planet Earth and society is the change that we're experiencing. Yet a lot of us are unsure of what that actual end result looks like. There's a lot of change going on in the world. And as we continue to move into the 2022 energies and further into the future, we're only going to continue to step into transformative energies because the conscious collective is rising. So we have to change and transform. And so on knowing that, you know that coming in 2022, your highest self, your inner aspect is going to ask you to look at the things that don't serve you, that look at the things that need to be moved in order for you to accomplish any of the goals that you want, whether it's business, whether it's career, whether it's personal, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, you're going to be challenged. Now, a lot of the times our ego wants to be in fear based around that. And it's very intimidating and it's scary and it's something that you don't want to go into. But that's the exact thing that you have to have awareness around, because if you don't have awareness that that behavior is going to happen, it becomes very difficult for you to actually transform and to transcend. And so now I want to share with you three things that are going to help your spiritual self in 2022 and actually what it desires. Because if we know ahead of time that the energies are going to be very transformative and explosive and they're asking you to change the things in your life, then you want to pair it with things that you are in control of. And you are in control to some degree because you're in control of how your human operates. And so these three things that I'm going to share with you are three things that your higher self is asking you to step into in 2022. And these are not traditional things that you've probably heard about that like your higher self is asking of you. And so you really want to consider how you see your life in these three things that your higher self wants, because how I see myself in these three things are different than how you are going to see yourself. And so the first thing that your higher self is going to desire of you in 2022 is it's going to ask you to have a more of a spiritual practice. And this isn't about religion. This isn't about anything. You can call it a ritual. You can call it a practice. You can call it really whatever you want. But it's asking you to start to cultivate some sort of habit, some sort of practice, some sort of ritual around things that will basically further your spiritual self and us, every single person, animal, plant, grass, everything, leave on planet Earth is of spiritual conscious energy. So basically it's saying what kind of things can you incorporate into your life that are going to support the growth of your spiritual self, of your soul. And I just quickly Googled on Google because that's what everyone does. And I'd like to show you guys that I leverage Google as well to pull definitions for your mindset to see. And if you look up what spiritual practice means online, it says spirituality includes your spiritual practices or spiritual disciplines, which may include prayer, meditation, chanting, breathing exercises, or ceremonies and rituals. Spirituality and your spiritual life also include your daily interactions with other people. This one's really important because this isn't just about sitting there in a meditative state or sitting there just chanting or journaling. This is truly about how you are choosing to show up more with your spiritual self. But your spiritual self can only show up more if you have the practices that allow it to come through. And that's why meditation is one of the most popular ones, because it allows you to meet more of your higher self. It allows you to incorporate it, to hear it, to heal it, to move beyond it. And so that's why meditation is such a profound one, or the most popular one in having a spiritual practice. But there's so much more than that. When we talk about chanting, chanting is really a frequency. And if you want to just start at the basic root, dancing, singing out loud is a frequency. And if you repeat a song long enough, you're in essence chanting it. So we have to be willing to look at this idea of creating a spiritual practice from our own lens and not exactly what the spiritual world is saying. You don't need to sit in meditation every day and do chanting and do breath work and do your prayers in order to actually have a consistent and empowering and impactful spiritual practice. You just have to find things that are within those. So let me expand on that a little bit. Prayer is affirmations, spoken words. Prayer within a religion is praying, is very similar as well. You're praying to a higher power. But when you remove that higher power, the God source, and you turn it into you being the God source, you being the individual, you're only praying to yourself. And so when you pray to yourself, you can pray to yourself through consistent affirmations. You can pray to yourself through spoken word consistently. So you look into that one for yourself and see, how do I create more prayer for myself? And in fact, if I just look up right now, if I type in prayer, because one of the things I like to help people understand it as well, and this comes from my mindset background, is we have to introduce concepts to our ego mindset in order for it to move beyond the stuck place that it is. And so if you're tripped up right now thinking prayer is one way and it's very religious, then you might get tripped up in thinking that it has to be about religious, or it has to be a certain way, or it has to be a prayer to a higher power. But it doesn't. Basically what it says, and what I'm trying to help you understand, is I just Googled it so that my ego could understand a different perspective of it. So if I just type that in and I read it and it says, prayer is an invocation or act that seeks to activate a rapport with an object or worship through deliberate communication. So let me repeat that back in just a spiritual context. Prayer is an invocation or act that seeks to activate a rapport with your higher self through deliberate communication. Right? Rapport with your higher self through deliberate communication. So if you're wanting to change something in your life, an affirmation is going to allow you to develop that rapport with your higher self through communication. It could be a prayer of, I'm looking for a sign today. It could be a prayer of, I would like to feel a certain way. And when you create that rapport with yourself, that relationship with yourself, you start to deepen the relationship with your spiritual self. So that's one of them. Again, remembering, if you feel stifled by the idea of prayer, you need to look into it to expand what you know to be true about it so that you can actually allow it to work for you. Meditation, no different. Find a way that meditation works for you. Chanting, same thing. Chanting, obviously, same thing. If I go and I look it up right now and I think to myself, well, chanting's kind of woo-woo and like it's only for the highest reserved people, then you're not going to do it. But if I look it up on Google and I start to understand it through a different perspective and show my mindset, I look at it differently. What is chanting used for? Chanting is a spiritual discipline believed to improve listening skills, heightening energy, and more sensitivity towards others. Chanting is a spiritual discipline believed to improve listening skills, heightened energy, and more sensitivity towards others. What this is really saying is chanting is allowing you to move into a different frequency. And you're hearing about all this stuff all the time through Abraham Hicks and through really anybody, actually. I use predominantly Abraham Hicks because she does a really good job of explaining frequency, and a lot of people are in tune to that. But you have to understand that this idea of chanting is also the same as frequency. It's about allowing you to shift your frequency that allows a different version of you to show up. And that version of you is a higher version. That version, higher version of you listens better, is more sensitive towards other people, is able to understand people's emotions better. So chanting is all about raising your frequency. So in this context, when I'm saying what kind of spiritual practice, we're talking about prayer, creating communication with yourself, meditation, sitting down and hearing what you can hear inside, chanting, changing your frequency. And you can do that through dancing and music, breathing exercises. Well, breathwork has become really, really popular. But I mean, if you just sat down and closed your eyes and really connected to your breath for 2 minutes, that is some sort of breathing exercises. But deeper to that, what it's asking you is to actually start to incorporate new energy in your being. Because when we focus on our breath, what we are actually doing is we're calling in a newer, fresher energy. And whatever the energies are that are on planet Earth are the energies that we most likely are going to absorb. And the energies right now are transformative and growth. And so when you spend time breathing and connecting to your breath, you're actually calling those energies into your being. You're calling it into you. So talking again about how your higher self in 2022, what it desires from you with the spiritual practice, it wants you to connect to the breath so that you can really download these higher energies. And then the last part of it is the ceremonies or rituals. That could be new moon rituals, full moon rituals. It could be a monthly ritual. It could be a ceremony every morning of prayer. It could be whatever you want. But these things are all about allowing you to actually tap into the energies, because without these practices, you don't get them. You kind of just go on living in your 3D life in a very linear way, and you don't actually further yourself and allow your higher self to continue to come in. But when you leverage these things in the spiritual practice, such as prayer, meditation, chanting, breathing, music, whatever, you allow your more of your higher self to come in. So that is why that's the number one important thing in 2022 that your higher self is desiring of you. And listen, if you like, you've tried to create habits for yourself and you've tried to try new things and tried meditation and these things aren't working, it doesn't mean that they don't work. It just means that there's a mindset, a belief system, a distortion that is actually stopping you from taking action on that. And when you take time to look at that, you'll find it really easy to start these things. But if you just keep living in this mindset of like, it doesn't work, or I've tried this, or I don't have time for spiritual practice, then you're never going to figure it out for yourself. But understanding that that's going to happen and you might be in that experience and it's part of the experience is really important, because it can help you move beyond that experience. And it's really important that you figure out how to create a spiritual practice for yourself in 2022. And in fact, if you want help with that, check out the mindfulness playbook class that we have at the Spiritual Room, because it's teaching you how to create a meditation practice, how to create more mindfulness in your life, how to actually move beyond the limitations that are in your ego. There is a little mindset component in it, and how to continue with your spiritual practice, to continue to develop it and deepen it as you move into the 2022 year. So you can click the link in the show notes and you can check that out. It's a 2-hour class. It's pre-recorded and you have access for life, and it has tons of resources and tools that will help you create the spiritual practice for yourself. So again, that's the Mindfulness Playbook class at the Spiritual Room. And that particular class is in fact hosted by myself, and I would love for you to take a look at it and check it out. The second thing that your spiritual self desires of you in 2022 is mindfulness. Mindfulness is not just a meditation. Mindfulness is actually a state of being. And again, if you go to Google and you look it up, mindfulness means maintaining a moment by moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environments through a gentle, nurturing lens. When we practice mindfulness, our thoughts tune into what we're sensing in the present moment rather than rehearsing the past or imagining the future. At the beginning of this podcast, I talked about how the year 2022 is going to ask you to transform. It's going to ask you to heal. It's going to ask you to change. If we are not mindful, if we are unable to live in the present moment, then we either get stuck in the past or in the future. And both of those places actually are not where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be moving and ascending into our future, but we can't do that if we're stuck in the past or the future. So creating mindfulness in your life allows you to quicken that process, allows your awakening to expedite, allows you to become more of a fifth dimensional being, vibrating at a higher frequency is what that means, because you're living in more of a mindful state. So the mindfulness is the awareness every day. This one is really, really important, because you can meditate all day, you can do all the breath work, you can do all those spiritual practice things, but if you don't have mindfulness throughout your day, you've basically taken that aspect of you in the morning, so to say, in your spiritual practice, you've warmed it all up, you've welcomed it all in, and you've become aware of it. And then basically you shut the door on it and you go to work, you go in your business, you go on with your day, and that's it. But if you continue with more of a mindful approach in your day, every day, then you will find those spiritual practices working for you. You'll find yourself seeing more of your higher self realized. But it takes work. So the spiritual practices actually create the foundation for mindfulness, because it settles down the frequency. It allows you to meet the mindsets, the beliefs, the experiences that might be holding you stuck. But then as you move into your day, you have to catch your day-to-day mindsets. You have to catch the wandering mind from the past to the future. You have to catch it when it's in an experience and it's getting very nervous. You want to become aware to how you feel in all of those moments. Now, if you don't have a strong spiritual practice, it's going to become difficult to actually tune into this, because we tune into that mindful aspect of us when we are grounded in our spiritual self. So if those practices are not happening, whether they're in the morning, in the middle of the day, or at night, it doesn't matter, but consistently daily, it becomes very difficult for us to actually find that mindfulness vibration throughout our day, because we're struggling. Where if we have those spiritual practices in our life consistently, it basically acts like a springboard for mindfulness to actually show up in your life. Meaning, when you're in that meditative state, you find yourself healing things or becoming comfortable with the silent space, it becomes comfortable with the neutrality of life. Right? The neutrality of not being attached to anything one way or another. When you're in a stressful experience in the middle of the day, if you have that practice and your being is used to it, when it is in a stressful situation or just a state that it doesn't want to be in, it has a skill set, it has a tool to neutralize it. And it's like, oh, let's just get back to this grounding place. Let's go back to that emotion and that feeling we had in our meditation. It's a quick split second. Let me look at this experience differently. Let me not attach to it. Let me move on with my day. That's mindfulness in your day. And so the second thing that your higher self is going to ask of you in 2022 is, how do you create more mindfulness in your day? How do you deploy more mindfulness in your day? How do you have more awareness, is what this is saying, of how your emotions are, how you're reacting to things, how you're listening to things, how you're judging things? How can you have more awareness around those things? And I just talked about the mindfulness playbook. I'm not going to keep talking about it. If you're interested in it, obviously it's about mindfulness. It's teaching you mindfulness. So check it out. And we're going to continue to share more about mindfulness through the Spiritual Room on the blog, on the podcast, and on the YouTube channel, because this is so important. Because all of the things that you're practicing and all the spiritual stuff, the meditations, the chanting, the prayer, the breath work, all that stuff is actually the stuff that serves mindfulness, and it all needs to work together. And so we're really passionate about helping you here at the Spiritual Room understand mindfulness, create mindfulness, and really live in a mindful state, which in essence is you living in a 4-5-D reality. The third thing that your higher self is going to ask of you in 2022, and this seems kind of funny because it's not something that you would traditionally think that your higher self would ask of you, but it's actually compassion. Your higher self is asking you to have more compassion in your life. And if you're someone like me, you might just think like having compassion for someone is just having, is feeling, sending love towards someone who's going through a hard time, or just really helping look through a different lens when someone is experiencing something. That's compassion. But again, if you go to the Google to help your mindset understand more of these things, the more information you provide it, the more that it can create a different perception for itself. Compassion literally means to suffer together, right? And research has shown it is defined as the feeling that arises when you are confronted with another's suffering, or you feel motivated to relieve that suffering. Compassion is not the same as empathy or altruism, though the concepts are related. That is an important note. People are always like, I'm empathetic. Being empathetic means that you genuinely are empathizing for that person and how they're feeling, and you're putting yourself in that position, and you're just wanting to neutrally look at it through their lens. Compassion quite literally means, I'm going to sit in your suffering while you're in it. I'm going to be here in this container with you while you're uncomfortable, and we're going to be here together. So if we are moving into a year of 2022 where change is happening, transformation is happening, and obviously the world is shifting, it's quite evident. And those of us that are awake know we're shifting from a lower dimensional, third dimensional frequency, fourth, fifth, and beyond frequencies. We have to suffer together because we are consciously all connected together. And so in 2022, your higher self is going to ask you to engage yourself in more of seeing how everyone is suffering, and how can you, the individual, remove yourself from that experience and hold space for everyone that's in that suffering moment to realize a higher thing, a higher experience, a higher healing, a higher emotion, whatever that it is. This is really important because a couple episodes ago, I was talking about the collective shadow, and the collective shadow is the shadow that we're experiencing right now that's shifting through society. It's very dark, it's very heavy, it's very chaotic as we're witnessing it. This is the lower vibrational entities of the earth and the 3D that have been keeping us stuck forever. We are ascending beyond this place, but in order to go through it, we have to suffer together. And so as we move into 2022, we have to have more compassion that everyone is suffering right now. And while one day you might be having a really great day and you're having a hard time understanding why that person over there is suffering and they're not seeing a different lens, or they're not awakening, or they're not this and that, they have to go through that experience. But more than that, you have to go through that experience with them. And in that collective shadow, I was talking about how the number one thing that you can do is turn inwards. The number one thing you can do is hold space within yourself for that experience of that person to move beyond it. Not to give your opinion, not to give money, not to do anything. It's for you to hold space internally for them to realize something higher, meaning you have compassion for the situation and we are suffering together. But instead of you emotionally suffering, we're choosing to neutralize it and just hold a space of evolution, hold a space of growth, hold a space to transcend the suffering together. And so as we move into 2022, you're going to feel more of that. You're going to feel more of this higher aspect of you having to deploy more compassion, having to see people suffering and choosing to hold space for them to realize beyond that place, but also realizing that if they're suffering, you're suffering. So how can you, being maybe the more spiritually evolved soul, support their no suffering by you holding space? Well, it's just holding compassion. I'm going to hold space for this person to move through their suffering experience. I'm going to hold space for this person to realize that the information that they are listening to and receiving is very distorted and third dimensional and low vibrational. I'm going to hold space for this person from this side so that they can realize something else. That's what compassion is. And in 2022, you're going to find yourself naturally in experiences that are going to challenge you to deploy that. And that is why I want to share that with you today. So just to reiterate, the three things that your spiritual self, your higher self, is going to ask of you in 2022. Number one, it's going to ask you to create a spiritual practice for yourself. This is not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be perfect. In fact, it's never going to be perfect. It's always going to evolve. It's never going to include all the things all at once, or maybe it will. But just the root of that is that it doesn't need to look a certain way. You just need to understand that you need to start cultivating that for yourself in 2022. And here's something interesting. Naturally, the energies of the world, the collective, are going to push you in that direction. So if you want to resist it and fight it and ignore it and not actually take time to create that practice for yourself, you're going to find yourself in an uncomfortable, resistant situation that challenges that, because the energies of the planet are going to put you there anyways. So go there. But if you find yourself resistant to the habit or creating the practice and stuck doing it, it's because you're fighting it. It's because you're not allowing it to come into your life. It's because you're not taking time to look at it. And that is a clear indicator that you need to look at it. So remember that. That's an indicator from the universe that you are not stepping into your spiritual practice. So if you find yourself there in 2022, or if you're listening to this in 2022, or even whenever you listen to this, that is why that's happening. The second part is more mindfulness. You need to be living in a more mindful state, in more of a state where you are really aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your surroundings, and truly what is going on. The third thing is compassion. You need to understand that when everyone else is suffering, we are also suffering. So how can you hold the higher vibration, the neutral vibration, and the space for that suffering to transcend? And we do that through compassion. So again, the three things: spiritual practice, mindfulness, and compassion. The last thing about this, though, there is one caveat, and I want to just remind you of this, and this is strictly for your human self. The way to make 2022 the best year for you from a spiritual perspective, allowing your highest self to come through more and more than it ever has, you have to be accountable to this stuff. How many times do you read books? Do you listen to podcasts? Do you invest in programs, coaches, all the things, to not actually take the action on the things that you're investing in or reading or whatever, and you're in the same spot that you are? It happens all the time. It happens to me all the time. And it happens because I don't have accountability, and you don't have accountability. And we make accountability to be something bigger than it needs to be. It doesn't need to be that big. And this has to be talked about right now, because if you don't try to create some sort of accountability for yourself, you're not going to be able to find the way to create the compassion or the mindfulness or develop those spiritual practices for yourself. You're not going to be able to. So if you're someone who you're already like, hey, I know that I read these things, I do all these things, but I'm still yet to really execute on it, or I used to really execute and I'm having a hard time deploying accountability now, I want to encourage you to actually look at your accountability before you look at these things. Because if you don't have accountability, when you're stressed out in that middle of that situation of the day, you're not going to deploy your mindfulness. But if you have accountability to yourself some way, somehow, to find mindfulness every day, whether that's a sticker board or a check mark or a calendar or a day timer or something that's a check mark or something that where you indicate that you deploy mindfulness, you're probably not going to deploy mindfulness. And so before you look at how understanding how to create more spiritual practices, mindfulness, compassion in my year in 2022, how can you be more accountable? And what are the mindsets, the belief systems in your ego mindset, in your third dimensional self, in your human self that are keeping you stuck from creating accountability in your life? That's the first place to start. Absolutely the first place. And then go back and ask yourself, how do I create accountability to be more compassionate every day? How do I create accountability to have more mindfulness? How do I create accountability to have more spiritual practices? And yes, if you want to know, the mindfulness playbook class has an accountability component in it, because I know that without accountability, no action happens. And so that is in the mindfulness playbook class. Again, you can access that through the link in the show notes. But those are the three things that your spiritual self is going to ask of you as you move into the 2022 year. And so spending some time for yourself right now, getting out ahead of it before we move into these energies are not just going to show up on the first and that's going to be it. They're going to continue to rapidly increase as we move into our 2022 year, meaning they're going to be the most potent in the last quarter of 2022. So you have some time to work your way into this. If within the first month you don't have your spiritual practices locked down, or you're not deploying mindfulness, or you're not more compassionate, don't worry about it. Get back into it. Get reset. How do I create more of this practice? How do I deploy more mindfulness? How do I show more compassion? And try again and keep doing that every month. And if you did that every month, eventually you'd be there. It's when you stop analyzing it or asking about where it's at or what's happening that you stop moving. But those are the three things that your higher self is going to ask of you. And when you engage in those three things, you'll find yourself shifting a lot faster from the state that you don't want to be in and into the reality, into the higher self that you are here to experience and realize as we awaken as a conscious collective. Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Show with me today. I hope you are feeling inspired, enlightened, and prepared for the upcoming 2022 year. This year is going to be a time of expansion, healing, change, and love. And we here at the Spiritual Room cannot wait to continue supporting your awakening and ascension journey as we move into another trip around the human calendar. Join us on our next episode, where we continue the conversation around New Year's resolutions through a spiritual lens and help you take action from a more spiritual approach, aka a more conscious approach. As always, you can head to thespiritualroom.co to sign up for the weekly spiritual communication email and check out the links and resources we have into today's show notes. That's all for today's episode. I hope you have an absolute fantastic day, beautiful human. See you in the next one. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram at thespiritualroom.co and on the blog at thespiritualroom.co/blog. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.